Hello, and it's wonderful to have you with us. Thank you for taking your time out to be with us today on this very important topic, vaccination vulnerability. Now, there's people in the government who tell us there's no problem, nobody's getting injured. But then you look in online and some of the things going on, and you see that the vaccine court has been giving out millions of dollars in compensation. Something is wrong here. They cannot have it both ways. So this evening we are going to explore this. Now, one of the things that's going on is a lot of material here. And we have lots and lots of references for you. So I'm going to put these in the chat at the end so you guys don't have to scramble to get all these as we go along. There are some glaring gaps in what is going on with the law and what we're being told and what is damaging and what isn't and what we should do and what isn't. Right? What nutrients? No, don't take that. No, do this. Well, we have been doing lots of investigation here at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. We're in Southern Ohio. And we stick a microphone in someone's face. We take a 30-second sample of a vocal print, and we look at the frequencies of the voice because we see the brain as a holographic representation of all that you are. And your brain runs on electrical impulses measured as frequency. So we're going to be using the portal, soundhealthportal.com, which does things for you automatically, and people love it. You know, I used to do all this by hand with a calculator. It would take me hours. Now I can do it in minutes. We're also going to be doing this the old-fashioned way, using our Nano Voice Personality Profiler. And if you'd like a copy of that software, you can get it at nanovoice.org. And if you'd like, as anybody is interested in bringing our pre-vaccination risk factor software to your community, please get in touch with me and we will give you a free copy of the pre-vaccination risk factors. I want to remind you that all issues presented here are expressed in terms of bioacoustic, biological frequency equivalence. We have gathered this data over the last 30 years, and we are just passing it on to people. Early on, a little girl came to us named Jocelyn. Age 6, she was hypolexic. She would not generate speech, but she would parrot. She would say to her mom, "Jocelyn, would you like the light on?" And that meant to her mother that her mother needed to turn the light on. Well, we got Jocelyn when she was about 6, and they said she didn't have speech, but she could read, and she could read anything. I didn't quite believe them, so I wrote out a bunch of sentences. Mary had a little rabbit, home on the telephone, and a newspaper, and we happened to have a New York newspaper that was kind of sophisticated. So she read everything we pointed to. She could read the newspaper. Any word that we gave her, she could read. Her mom explained that she listened to a lot of foreign TV. She loved Chinese and Japanese TV and Spanish and language. This little kid taught herself those languages. But when we started working with her, we found a frequency. She turned around to her dad. She's sitting on her dad's lap. And she said to her dad, "This is a dolly." She had a little doll baby that we had given her. And that was her very first sentence. When we looked up what all of this was, it was a reaction to a DPT shot. From that point on, she started gaining language and learning more. She now has finished college. She is a linguist, a very good linguist. She can hear one language in her ear and spit it out on the other side in English. And we think this is, the autism was her way of being able to do that and teach her brain to do that. She's considered a recovered autistic. And we've done over 300 of these kids. We didn't know what we were doing, but we're just trying to find answers for them. And we have for an incredible amount of them. Sometimes it took a diet change and the parent wouldn't do that. So with those kids, we had a lot more trouble. And so it is with bioacoustics, a new start. And that's what we want to share with you today. Everything we're going to share is in our textbook, Bioacoustic Basics. You can get this online on our site, soundhealthoptions.com. Go to the class tab and then the class preparation tab, and you can download this textbook. If you want, you can go to our shopping cart and pay $69 for it. But if you want to download it from the class tab, you are welcome to. In any discussion like this, we always start with where the people are and what's really happening that people are unhappy about. And children are being damaged and we're being lied to. We want affordable health care, individual attention, ownership of our own body, leaders with integrity. We do not want them to ration health care. And I'm afraid some of that's coming when they're talking about tariffs on China. About 60% of our medication comes from China. So we have worked on some frequencies that we can give people medication through sound, and we're just now looking at that. We want health before money, we want choice, and we want options. Right now, standard of care, that's a big one. Everybody treated the same. Inflated costs, forced vaccinations, the big mess in New York, threatened pandemics, lawmakers that are making laws for us that even they won't follow. They have their own guidelines for their own health. So we really have a lack of choice, and we're being lied to. This is Janet Napolitano, and she was talking about that everybody has to have vaccinations, and this is when Obama was really pushing for this. And this is one of our programs, Nano Voice, that we talked about before. And you can see A sharp and E does not match in its height or color of its columns. When you see that in someone's voice, it means they are lying. And this is Obama. He was talking about vaccinations for other people. And it's pretty balanced. All this green in here is for a useful purpose. Here's Obama talking about his family getting vaccines, his two girls. You can see it's very different. It's not as balanced. We have G sharp and A very high. That's a concern for something physical. You can also see that the C and the C sharp reduced. And this is about fairness, ego. So when he's talking about vaccines for his family, that's not a fair thing. But for your family, it's okay. Has no concern for his family or for your family, but some, a lot, for his. They're not telling us the truth. I think we have a right to that. Yes, I do need volunteers. Thank you for that reminder. So anybody who wants to volunteer to have their vocal print done, examined this evening, just go ahead and raise your hand. There is some people out there telling the truth. This is Gwen Olson, and she wrote a book called Confessions of a Drugs a Seller, maybe a Drug Marketer. I can't remember the exact title of the book. But she worked for a big pharmaceutical company, and she was so good at selling pharmaceuticals that they put her in a teaching position within the company. And the first thing they try to drill in her head is, you get these doctors to get these shots to these kids on the first day of birth, because if you do that, the kid will stay sick forever, and we will have a client forever. She found this disgusting. She wrote the book, and now she's in hiding. They came after her. You can see that she has a lot of energy in C-sharp, for those who know a little bit of interpretation of the nano voice. On the note of F-sharp, there's a lot of intellect, a lot of yellow. So there's all thinking going on. But she is trying to protect people from big pharmaceuticals taking advantage by deliberately giving you a shot that'll make your kids, you and your kids, sick so they can have a customer. This last sentence, the parents make them fulfill the prescription so that it's a marketing ploy to get our children on drugs, because they recognized that not only are all covered by insurance, but they are lifelong customers if you can get them on drugs at an early age. She was one of the first, and she's telling the truth. Along comes Suzanne Humphreys. She says there's no safe vaccines. And this is a video, and it's in the links that we're going to give. She is a doctor, deals with kidneys, and she says it's all a hype. When we looked at Andrew Wakefield, now, he wrote that vaccines cause damage to the gut and digestion. It was in a journal in England. Brian Deere claimed to be a reporter and wrote an article. Dr. Wakefield got kicked out of England. He's now in Texas, I think. They stripped him of his MD license. He fought back. People came together and fought back. All of his data was true. The journal that published this is no longer in operation. I don't know what's happened to Brian Deere, the liar, but Dr. Wakefield has helped thousands of kids. He's a truth teller. Look at what's happening in New York. This was written about a month or two ago. These people, it makes me speechless. Rockland barred unvaccinated students from all schools. Not just those with measles, it permitted those students to return when the school vaccination rate reached 70%. A threshold hit, then shifted to 80, and then shifted to 95. A physician told me that unless he gets a certain percentage high, like 99% of his patient vaccinated. There's a section in Obamacare that doesn't allow him to get paid. Though vaccine has been available in more than 50 years, measles have recently reemerged as a public health threat in the United States. You know, I don't know whether to believe them or not. Did they make this up? Look at all the lying that's going on everywhere. And this one just, it disgusts me. Baby of Idaho disabled mom seized when parents claim religious exemptions to vaccines. They took the baby, they vaccinated it, and they gave it back. We don't have control over our bodies, our children's bodies anymore. The government is as much as saying, you belong to me, and I will stuff in your body whatever I want to. There is an organization fighting back. National Vaccine Information Center. Barbara Lo Fisher here is one of the most trustworthy people I know. Now, don't go to NVIC, National Vaccine Information Center.com. You'll get some kind of porn place. But it's dot, it has the best information I have seen. And you can get on her list. She has a vaccine law guide that she will give you. Just give her your email so she can get it to you. She's not in it for the money. She did have a damaged child that's now grown up, so she really wants to help. Natural News, Mike Adams has been a staunch supporter of people being able to choose. In an era when the so-called 99% of us are sick and tired of being exploited by the 1% who control everything. They just handed their medical futures over to precisely the 1% who skillfully monopolized the conventional health care system. That's what the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology is about. We have been trying to fight vaccines and give people ways to deal with them for years. Flu shots is where we started, and every year we put out countervailing the system. This one is just a picture from 2011 and 12. They are now repeating a lot of these. And this is so you can see what a flu shot did or what it claims to do. One of the things we found was quercetin. And I made up some slides for you about quercetin. But things that help countervail the vaccine, resveratrol from grapes, vitamin D, quercetin. We have known this for years, more than 10 years, that quercetin helps the body not be injured by a vaccine. Selenium, NAC, vitamin C, nanosilver, licorice. And one of the things that we use, too, is grapefruit seed extract, the pills and the oil. We also had James Marshall. You've probably seen him in A Few Good Men, Twin Peaks. He took vitamin A, and it melted away his intestines. They sent him to the hospital. He was there for 2 years. Finally, they let him out, and they said, go home and die. There's nothing we can do. So he and I worked, and we figured out frequencies that would help him get over this. And he calls it La Seal, the cloud sky, maybe. And not only did it heal his bowel, we found out that it heals inflammation of the lungs, the sinuses. So we have that. We can send you a copy. Just let us know that you need it. So each year we looked up what was all the viruses that they put out, and we decoded them, decoded the genes and the protein. So this year I don't know if they've got influenza A, but the antidote for it per cycles, if you have a Rife machine, and that's what these are built for. Here are the frequencies that will antidote these strains. Here are some things that have been threatened. In 2009, they said they found the original strain for bubonic plague. And so we went to work looking for the proteins, the frequencies, and what it was in competition with in the body. So the original medieval strain, choline, B3, and chromium. So if you get exposed, this is what it takes up and doesn't allow you to use it. I will put this PowerPoint up so that everybody, but what we have found now is there's something called anti-hematoglutinin, and it counteracts flus and viruses in an odd way. It just does not allow any of the bacteria or foreign stuff to stick to your body. It all gets flushed out. I found this in doing research on government vaccines that have a lot of hematoglutinin to make it stick to your body, the foreign stuff they're putting in. We found that a lot of things have hematoglutinin in it. Some people said the other day mung beans are hematoglutinin. Grapefruit seed extract, AZO, that stuff they tell you to take for urinary tract infections. On TV, Piers Morgan allowed himself to be given a flu shot by Dr. Oz. Everybody trusts Dr. Oz. Piers Morgan is saying, you know, what's going on here? Is this going to cause flu symptoms? And Dr. Oz said, absolutely not. And this is his voice. He has a lot of C-sharp and a lot of ego, just like Obama had when they're talking about what's going to happen here. What happened? Piers Morgan, 10 days later, has come down with the flu. So I'm very disappointed that I cannot trust Dr. Oz. Here's Russell Blaylock tells you what to do if you have to get vaccinated. I can't remember the year, but in Maryland, and this story is on the National Vaccine Information Center's site, I think it was Maryland, went to schools, marched children out of the schools with dogs and long rifles, and marched them to the court and vaccinated. Some of them got double and triple vaccines because the school had lost their records. They couldn't prove they had a vaccine, and so they marched them all down to the court. Now, the bad thing about this is the state attorney general who had this done, his kids were not vaccinated. I don't know if they're vaccinated yet today, but the people who make the rules live by their rules. We live by the herd rules, and it's disgusting, absolutely disgusting. There is another person I would trust, but they say he committed suicide. This Dr. Andrew Molden was from Canada. He was an MD and a PhD, and his degrees were in the brain. He did studies of before and after vaccines. He proved that a vaccine coagulates the blood and causes microstrokes in the brain. They wouldn't believe him. Dr. Tenpenny was trying to help him, and the next thing you know, the guy is found dead. Say he committed suicide. He thinks Dr. Tenpenny does a hormone found in some vaccines, human chorionic gonadotropin, cause infertility in humans. What are they trying to do? Get rid of the inhabitants of the planet? Here is something that's pure conjecture on my part. Bill Gates got called to the White House several years ago, and they were going to make him break up Microsoft. All of a sudden, they quit hounding him, and then he started with this vaccine around the world garbage. A lot of other countries have outlawed the United States vaccines because they're too dangerous. But here we are giving our kids 60 and 70 vaccines at the recommendation of Bill Gates and the CDC and Dr. Off. It's kind of crazy. I wrote to Bill Gates' organization and I said, we have a software called PreVac. It looks at vaccinations before and after the shot. Why not set up a program that we test the kids who are vulnerable or could be vulnerable? And if we have to have these vaccines, if it's a law, let's prepare these kids so that no one gets injured. They wrote me back the most nasty, nasty letter about how dumb an idea that was, and don't ever call them again or write to them again and stay away from them. Is it possible that Bill Gates somewhere made a deal? I can keep my company intact if I'll go over here and embrace all this stuff about vaccines and help you cull the people on the earth who aren't really needed so we can have more room, more money, more resources. That may be totally far-fetched, but I can't see why they would refuse to entertain the idea of let's test people first. We have the data. And it's quercetin. There was even an article came out about this. We knew that there was something about quercetin, the frequency of quercetin. It's a frequency of D sharp if you're going to test this with the nano voice. And we knew years ago some of these nutrients, that when these were short with these kids, there was a problem. 2 years ago, some of this came out. This is where you can get percentages of quercetin. I learned a lot by looking at this chart. Yellow peppers are really high. Wort berries, I don't even know what those are. Buckwheat. I don't think I have this link, so I will put it in the chat for people. We do have a vocal prints of Bill Gates, so I could put that up too. I'll write myself a note. Gates vocal print. But we knew this for probably 10 years before it ever came out. There's a lot of these articles about the nutrition for kids who have autism. And we put a lot of this information in our pre-vaccination database. Now that's available on the portal, and it's available by software for some of you who do not want to do this work on the portal. We have Visual Basic software that's available. So you can rent it on the portal, or you can purchase it from us, and they'll only charge you a storage fee on the portal, and it's incredibly minimal. So as we work through this, there's a lot more that we can show you that deals with what is going on with vocal prints. They have acknowledged now that vaccines really do cause harm. And one of the things that Amy Yasko is working on is to look at this MTHFR, which stands for a great big long word, and showing how these kids are not methylating correctly. So that's one of the other things that you can look at on the portal or through our software, methylation and how these things are looking in the vocal print. And we can see this 2 and 3 years ahead of time. What we would like to do is build the bioacoustic centers everywhere, so all of these kids could be tested and monitored over the years. We want to provide this information to people who want to make a difference, and we want to help them. My wish for the world is that I could pay everybody to take the courses. I could pay everybody to set up a center. This is the medicine of the future. This is take back your freedom. Take back the dominion over your own body. You know, when an enemy tries to come in and take over the country, they take the language, they take their religion, they take your ability to congregate. Everything that you can touch that did good for your society, they try to take away. And people, if you'll look at what our own Congress is doing, it's making us all fight against each other. They have some bizarre ideas, like people over 80 should volunteer to be killed because they're no longer useful. You know, some of this is just stupid. And that stuff in New York, that you have to stay in your house, you can't even grocery shop if you haven't had a vaccine. And no religious exemption. It is crazy. This is Hannah Poling. I think they gave her $1.5 million for her vaccine injury from the vaccine court. But they came right back and said, this doesn't cause a problem. Do they think we're that stupid? Finland has outlawed what's going on with our vaccine. And I think it was the 2009 vaccine, they said pregnant people have to have it first. We have to protect them. There were more abortions. A corrected estimate may be as high as 3,587 cases over normal for vaccine-related deaths of a fetus. When you put all these pieces together, it can't be anything but a take. I just find this absolutely astounding. And if we can help spread the word, and we are, but they are censoring us quicker than we can keep up. So if we come together as a group, we have this information, they can't stop it. Look at the chat. Let's see if we have any volunteers. We have about 24 minutes left that we could do some volunteers. Would anybody like to have their voice done to see if there's any issues? Nobody? Rhonda, do you have a...
Yes, I do. I'll just have to go and get it.
I hear you fine. You don't have to do anything. We hear you great. Would you be willing to give us a... Well, let me... Have you ever had to have an immunization? Okay, we could.
When I was small, I used to have to have.
Okay, stop. We want a recording, and there's some children or something in the background playing, so I hear them. So this
I'll
is.
I'll just go and ask.
Okay. Well, we are going to use Audacity. Now you can leave us a vocal print on the Sound Health portal. So hold on 1 second. So here's the Sound Health portal, and if you want to leave us a vocal print, you can go to Services, Campaigns, and click on any one of these, and it will allow you to send us a voice print. But right now we're going to use Audacity. I'm going to hit the red button. Rhonda's going to talk for 30 seconds about her experience. Then I'm going to hit the square, and then we'll put it in We could do this two ways. We could do it on the portal, and we could do it with our software. I'll see. I think we have time to do both. So, Rhonda, when I hit this red button, you're going to speak about the vaccine and the dog bite, okay? Go.
About 2 years ago, I was severely bitten by a dog, and it was a really severe bite. And before I knew it, I'd been given a tetanus injection. My other experience my grandmother used to have or had TB, and when I was small, they always come around the school. And they'd give you an injection. The kids in our family, we always got inflamed around the site. And so we always had to have a booster. It just seemed to be a normal thing whenever the time
Okay.
came for those school injections. We
Okay.
always reacted because we had the
Okay, we
TB
got it.
kind of.
Okay, we're going to look at TB, and you said you got a tetanus shot. Tetanus shots,
Yes.
if they don't take, they lay down on the little toe side of your foot and cause aching and numbness.
I've got the numbness.
Okay, well, look at that. I'm going to take out this part because it just was not loud enough. So I'm going to use the
Okay.
scissors and clip it, and let's see if we still have 25 seconds. That's good. So I'm not going to save this. I'm going to export it. And Rhonda, now I have set up my computer so it always goes into waves. That all that setup is in that textbook. So we now have it. I'm going to open a new client, Rhonda G. When's your birthday? You can leave off the year if you want. And are you in Australia? And female? And let's see if we can. Is there vaccine here? Vitamin vaccine. I don't see that. I'm just going to leave it off, I guess. I'm going to save and continue. Then bring in a new voice file. It'll bring it in and clean it up. And then it's a pure tone. We're going to, we could go and look at toxicity. This is eight circles that give you an evaluation of everything that's happening in your body and over 200 databases that compared everything. So there's aging and what's going on with it. Looks pretty good. Allergies. And we can look at each one of these. There's quercetin. Boy, that was fortuitous. So we would run people on allergies, probably hives, as a bundle. So we'll go look at that. Inflammation, nutrition toxicity. This is where PrEVac comes in. So you have 21 hits of a database that's 442. 4.8%, not much. So we can click here. What's in the middle is too low. Trypsin, glutathione, that's important for detox. There's your quercetin. It's right on the edge of being low. Aluminum low, so we don't care. Nitric oxide synthase, you don't want that low. It helps the capillaries suck out all the poisons in the body and get it on the path to get it out of the system. SUOX, that's a genetic sulfur related thing that really is a. When you see toxicity here in smoking, doesn't necessarily mean you're the smoker. Could be just dirty air, a factory or something around you. Neurological, metabolic. A lot of these kids really need metabolic. Especially if you've got someone who's gaining weight around the middle, and a lot of these little kids are, run them through metabolic. Musculoskeletal, that's really important because there's muscle deterioration. So we wrote a program called Muscle Complex for these kids. Here's your significant biomarkers. Anything above 10 is significant. adiponectin. This helps the body redistribute its resources. 18%. That is by far the biggest one. Now, if they have a really long horizontal line, it just means the database is bigger. So this one is 14 out of 224. But we could concentrate on your adiponectin and just see why things aren't moving the way they should. So allergies, muscle strength is 9%. That's enough to go with. So you can also print all of these things off. Let's go look at, I have to save first, and let's go look at the frequencies of what all of this is. Now, you see these lumps? You've got an inflammation someplace. And these open architectures, that's some of the most important stuff I see in your chart.
Now we're, I think it's Lyme.
We have Lyme. We could certainly look that for you.
I seem to come up with that.
So it's pulling points, but it didn't pull this one, and I want it. It won't stick it in. There it goes. And it will give us a list of frequencies that is an issue for you. It will also give us the notes so that if you want more harmony, save. We can look at what you don't have. This is like full spectrum light for plants, only we're looking at full spectrum sound. And this should come in, and it's not. Maybe there's not enough room. And now I've lost it. See if I can move it over a little bit. It's not going to come in. I don't know how that keeps popping up. I have closed it several times, and I don't know how to make that work. Still nothing coming in. Maybe it'll come in later. Chart view by count. There it is. So it tells me you have more A sharp than anything, and A sharp and E together are a pair. This is what you learn in class, what these pairs mean. And this is the immune system, A sharp and E. It's about lungs, throat, nose, breathing, oxygenation. But that's the worst pair, the highest, and six notes away. So if we wanted to just help you with music, we would find music in the notes of E and A sharp, or have you look at violet and yellow. You can do it with color. Or we could go look at these frequencies and do it with frequencies. You can use Rife. We can teach you to use these in a Rife machine, or we have our own information. So let's go look at the wave. Okay, now we can go look at evaluations. You have a score of 411, and the most significant notes are A sharp, A, D, and B. So liver, immune, and nerves. Now we have charts. These are in a textbook. You can download them all. We do two-day classes free every month, and we do a five-day class for professionals who want to. But I'm going to go pick a template, so it's taking us through the list. Rhonda, could you shut your mic so we don't hear all that background? So we can look at Prevac by itself. We can look at Lyme. We can look at them together. We could look at allergies. But these are the ones we're working on, so let's go with this. So we have 10 here. You only have two hits in Lyme, but we can see what they are. Now it'll give us the information. So just operator error there. So we look at anything yellow as something that's primary and should be looked at first. So this histone complex, that's about immune system. You can print this off. Hepatitis C is high. I would go look and see what frequency that is. Did you ever have a shot for hepatitis? Okay, well, we could go look at that. Catalase is high. That's good. It helps clean the blood. So you have some mast cells that aren't helping you. It's like having allergies. Glutathione is high. One of the things you can do here for your clients is jump up here and make a, it's only 4 pages, so that's not much. You can make a management report for them. It'll give you the instructions and then a copy of your chart. And the last page gives you the research of what's catalase, what's hepatitis genome. You can go through each of these, look at the pages, and you can bundle this, send it right to your client from here. So if you have your own center, you could sit and do these for people all day. They could send you their chart, and then you could turn around and give them their information. It says you may have some hidden chickenpox stuff going on. If you got exposed to it again, it might come out, but it's in there. There's the MTHFR that's high, that Amy Yesko said this is one of the things that happens when a vaccination causes immune compromise. So we can look at all of these, and if you will send me, yes, George, I will cut that out. So this can be given right to the person. Okay, let's do, we'll go over it a little bit, but that's okay. This is the old way of doing it. We're going to import a WAV file. I forgot the birthday, and if you don't want the birthday in here, just 12-12-12, and that tells us it's not here. So we're looking immune. We're supposed to be looking at vaccine, but it ran us to immune. So pull the points. Hit the little Rubik's Cube. And let's save this. Looks like it's going to save it in waves. It shouldn't. Mandy C. GNS. GNS. Then we can open up the PrevAC program. Open a client. And I'm not sure where it's going to be. I think it's going to be in waves. And there it is. And it brings in the same list that where we just pulled the points. And we're going to say, show us the genes and proteins. Report. Autism gene is high. You may pass that on to siblings. It may have been in your family. So we would work using frequencies to bring these down. Now, at the same time, we want to look at the proteins. Because if the proteins match, that's where we want to start. Interleukin 6. I don't think interleukin 6 was on there. That is something that you need to help the body kick it into working with the immune system. There it is. Interleukin. One is a gene. One's a protein. That's where we'd start. We'd try to fix this first. But you can't go buy an interleukin gene. You can't go buy a shutoff. You'd have to do this with sound. And this is really needed to keep your immune system up and running. This doesn't make quite as nice reports. And the computer, these were in Visual Basic, and the internet's not going to support these for many more years. Now we can bundle these and send them right to your email also. But we're weaning people over to the portal so that when they do kill the ability to use our Visual Basic programs, we can shift. We're hoping if we ever get rich, we can upgrade these to a different platform so people don't have to depend on their. Well, I would want to have my siblings check too, because you're in the same family. But yes, George, thanks for the correction. Okay, any other questions about that? So you can do it using the old software. It's a little more cumbersome, but it certainly can be done. We can look at vitamins. What do you need? We can look at minerals and make reports on all of this stuff. Calcium gluconate is high. not necessarily bad unless your other calciums are high. And vitamin E is high, not necessarily bad. So we'd have to go look at what we give you as a pastel folder that is maps on how to look and interpret all this. And we do this also in our 2-day classes. We just finished July's 2-day classes, the 5-day class is coming up. I want everybody to be able to join us for the 5-day or the portal. For the 5-day class, it's if you want to become a trainer or a teacher or a researcher. And for people working on the portal, it's I want quick answers because I'm math phobic, or I want quick answers because I'm working with lots and lots of people. So we hope you've enjoyed this hour with us. We will edit this and have it up for you. We'll send a copy to everyone that's in class with us. And feel free to send it on. Scott, you had your hand up. Do you have a question or do you want to volunteer?
I can volunteer.
Well, we're out of time, but I don't know what the next class is about. But you're certainly welcome, and I will remember your name, and you can be our guinea pig. Well, thank you for being here. Anybody who wants to catch the chat, please ignore all the things in the chat about the things I did wrong, and just Control A and Control C.